This audio experience was brought to you by Courage Media Group. We hope that you enjoy this audio experience and have the time of your life. Tejan talks about entrepreneurship, animation, movies, genres, news, and more. Enjoy the audio experience with Tejan.
Ooh, what is going on, guys? Welcome to the Red and Yellow, back again with another episode with your host, Tejan. Yes, today it seems like we're going to be going over some Travis Scott news and some tech news. So let's go ahead and get into that right now. All right, so McDonald's is working with Travis Scott to make a meal, a $6 meal, as it seems, to promote. Well, his music. I don't really know what he's promoting. Maybe it's just a deal to go ahead and get his fans included and get McDonald's some hype. But yeah, it's a Travis Scott meal. You get a quarter pounder, some fries, and in the shape of one of Travis Scott's signatures. I think it's pretty dope. Me and my brother tried to go ahead and get a Travis Scott burger. I tried to get one for him. They said it wasn't out yet. Even though it was supposed to be out yet. Like, they just told us they didn't have it. In the drive-thru, we went inside. We asked. Well, I didn't go inside. I made them go inside. He went inside. He asked for it. They said they had it. So he came back outside. We went through the drive-thru, and they said they didn't have it. So I was really, really disappointed by that. So I wasn't able to get it at my local McDonald's. But maybe you can get your local McDonald's to give you a Travis Scott burger. Apparently, Travis Scott is the second celebrity to get his own McDonald's meal. So, knowing who the first is, I don't really know. Maybe the article can tell us. But for $6, you can get a quarter pounder with cheese, bacon, and a medium order of fries with barbecue sauce and a Sprite. That just sounds like a regular Big Mac meal to me. I don't really eat McDonald's that often. And if I do go to eat McDonald's, it's chicken nuggets. That's my favorite meal there, besides their breakfast bites. Now then, apparently Travis is a McDonald's fan. He's always been a McDonald's fan. It just seems like a happy collaboration between the rapper and McDonald's. Apparently there's a little bit of rumors going on. Dealing with this on social media and stuff, they're saying that the meal is $6. He's got six on his head, and there's another hidden six somewhere within the meal. So if you can find all three sixes, that'd be cool. Post it on your social media, tell everybody if you found it. But yeah, that's one of the hidden messages within there. A lot of people are excited, even though it's just a regular meal. There's also rumors, and I believe it might be fact, that there's a toy that comes with the Travis Scott meal. And people have been posting the toy all over the place, where it's just him and with McDonald's food. I don't know. It's like, this is the hypest that I've seen people get for a rapper promotion. Because, what's his name? Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg does these collaborations all the time with big businesses. With, I think it was Dunkin' Donuts and Burger King with that burger, that special burger that has no meat and stuff like that. But yeah, but nobody was jumping so excited to go try a non-meat burger. It was just that it was Snoop Dogg. Everybody likes Snoop Dogg. Nobody's going to be running over there because Dr. Dre is over there. But they're going to be definitely running over there because Snoop Dogg and Travis Scott. Ooh, they got people fighting over these burgers and places and stuff. Nah, that's not real. I don't think so. But yeah, social media is going crazy over this. They want to see if they can get the limited edition Travis Scott toy that may be there. Some people are reporting getting shirts along with the burger. I just think it's a great promotion that everybody can have a little fun over. But yeah, I've never seen anybody get this hype for a McDonald's meal because it was Travis Scott. But Travis Scott has a history of basically selling himself. Like, most people would say that's a sellout mentality when it comes to rock stars and stuff like that. But he has good marketing in the sense that he's made his own personal Reese's brand, limited edition, made his own personal toy, limited edition. And now he's got his own McDonald's meal that's limited edition. So even if you don't like Travis Scott's music, I personally like his music a lot. But if you don't like his music, you will know that this guy is basically an exclusive figure, just an exclusive person. And he can't be a sellout if it's limited edition. It would be a mass produced. This just attributes to the art form of rap. I don't know any of any other rapper that's gone and done these things where they're able to go ahead and get their own toy, to get their own meal, to get their own cereal, and have it limited edition and people fighting over that and reselling all their stuff for a lot. Like, I guarantee that once this deal is over, people are going to be reselling their burgers and their meals instead of the $6 initially came with. They're going to be selling it for $20, $30, $100 just because it was a limited edition for the year 2020. 2020 has been crazy. And a lot of things have gone, has come by. So if you haven't already, you need to get yourself a Travis Scott McDonald's meal, and make sure you get it fast because I think it came out either late yesterday or early today. So go ahead and grab it. If you get one, share it on social media, tag at Courage Media Group on all social platforms. But yeah, we're gonna go ahead and get into the next topic. All right, so the PlayStation 5. People are clamoring over the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox One S and its other version as it comes out this year. But the thing is, nobody knows the price yet of this exclusive, one-of-a-kind release of consoles. PlayStation has publicly said that they're going to be selling this PlayStation 5, one person per household, per address or whatever. So it's going to be limited edition, a limited run until they can actually manufacture more, because during this whole Roni Rona season, there's going to be a limited supply of parts. That's why you haven't seen any Switches, no Oculus Rifts, nothing when it comes to tech to keep you entertained during the season. So with this whole thing with the PS5, recent news has been saying that the PS5 is not going to be backwards compatible in the sense that everybody was hoping. It's been plainly confirmed that the PlayStation 5 is going to be PS4 backwards compatible, so that people have an easier time of, you know, not deleting their games or being able to play all their PlayStation 4 games that they bought on the PS4 onto the PS5. That is a definite yes. Although many may not work, it's very likely that they will all work. I very much doubt that they wouldn't, because they have the BIOS, they have the update, they have the specs to handle a PS4 and play it like a PS4 Pro. For those that's listening on my podcast, just to let you know, I do things outside of business and regular news. I like to do pop culture, other things, and maybe some life stories as well. Now then, with the PS5, the news surrounding it is that it may not be backwards compatible with the PlayStation 1, 2, and 3 games. And that's what everybody's been hoping for. Now then, I highly doubt it, but I also very much hope for it. Because I hope for it because I have plenty of PlayStation 2 games that I want to play. And I purchased a lot of PS3 games back in the day that I want to be able to play on my newer generation consoles. And if I can on there, I got to buy another older console in order to fit the description. Funny enough, I had a dream last night that I was able to play all of the PlayStation iterations. Has nothing to do with that. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. So people are a little bit upset that it may not be totally backwards compatible like they wanted to. And that's the edge that the Xbox has over the PS5 is true backwards compatibility. Nintendo used to have that, and now they kind of shuttered it to only like past iterations of games like the NES and stuff like that. But yeah, most fans are a little upset when it comes to how the PS5 is being handled with backwards compatibility. And my educated guess is that they're going to revamp their PlayStation Now service and use that as their platform for backwards compatible games. If you don't know, PlayStation Now is a service that allows you to play some of their older titles, some of their newer titles, and some of their exclusives, some of PlayStation's exclusives, on their platform. Something similar to the Game Pass on the Xbox. Now, the PlayStation Now service has had a shaky run. PS5 has kind of been a money grabber when it comes to these things. Their initial pricing, because I wanted to use it when it first came out, the initial pricing was like $35 or $20 a month, my bad, like $20 a month. And then they reduced the price when the Game Pass started getting better games and more games. They started getting more games like Forza and Final Fantasy and stuff like that. When Xbox Game Pass started getting those, PlayStation got scared, reduced the price to $10 a month, which is way more reasonable. But that goes alongside with their PlayStation Plus service, which doesn't really make sense. So it's like PlayStation Now is separate from their PlayStation Plus. And PlayStation Plus, they already give away free games every month. They gave away one of the most popular games at the time right now during this recording is Fall Guys. They gave Fall Guys for free. They've given Modern Warfare Remastered for free. They've given all the different Tomb Raiders and stuff for free at different times. They even gave away Sims 4 for free at a certain time. So it's like, why would you even like separate these things? Why not just make it all one thing where you pay, you know, an amped up price for this thing? Or even, I believe PlayStation can afford to just shift their PlayStation Now service to the PlayStation Plus service to a PlayStation Now service, where it costs maybe instead of $9 a month to $10 a month or $12 a month like Netflix. That's still more reasonable than paying $10 a month for your PlayStation Plus service and PlayStation Plus, paying $10 for that and then paying an extra $10 for your PlayStation Now. Doesn't really make sense on their part, and that's the only way you're able to play select titles of PlayStation 2, 1, and 3 games on the PS4 right now. So it's not really going to be anything new unless they change things up. Now, something else with the PlayStation is that on September 9th, there's supposed to be an event. So that's tomorrow. The day of recording is the 8th today. So on the 9th, they're supposed to be having a price reveal and more like reveals regarding the PS5. So right now, they've only revealed the console, a couple of the games, but they haven't released what the UI is going to look like. They haven't released how much it's going to cost, when pre-orders start, like what's all the different types of controllers that you can get. Is white the only color you can get? A lot of gamers don't like white colored consoles, mainly because of the past Xbox, and the past Xbox got really, really dirty. No matter what you did, it got too dirty. Wii U had that problem where it's just covered in dirt and you can tell it turns brown from little kids and stuff like that. It's all yucky. So even though the white looks very, very cool on the PlayStation 5, I'm wondering what they're going to do about the wonder what they're going to do about the PS5. Are they going to change up the colors, or is there more than we thought? Are they going to confirm these iterations that everybody's hoping for? Are they confirming that it's going to be totally backwards compatible, or are they going to just blatantly say, oh yeah, it's just the PS4? And I hope for the other, or the latter. So yeah, guys, that's it for that's it for today's episode. So I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for sticking around. There's more coming soon, so stick around for more episodes and more updates. And if you're interested in getting on this podcast, hit up Courage Media Group on all social media, at Courage Media Group on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or wherever you're located. We'll try to get looking at it, and we'll try to get you on the podcast. So thanks for listening. It's been a pleasure. It's been a privilege. Talk to you soon.
We hope you enjoyed this audio experience. More is on the way, so make sure you subscribe and follow on all social media. Found at Courage Media Group on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and more. Follow Courage Media wherever you can, and make sure you have the time of your life.